The Miami Herald's Mark Caputo joins me now. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we're a little less than 7 months away from the 2014 election, and it really seems like both campaigns, Republican incumbent Rick Scott and presumptive Democratic nominee Charlie Crist, are revving up a little bit. But it was the launch of some Scott campaign ads that have caused a little bit of controversy last week. What was all that about?
Well, it was about running ads that say things that aren't true. And that is Rick Scott's problem with two of his negative ads that he's using to attack former Governor Charlie Crist over Obamacare. The information concerning Crist isn't so much misleading as is Governor Scott's description of the effects Obamacare has had on the individual insurance market. Specifically, Scott's ads say that 300,000 health plans in Florida have been canceled, past tense, as a result of Obamacare, and that's just not true.
Sponsored by Let's Get to Work. Just the other day.
Do you think that nothing about Obamacare has irreparably harmed Floridians in any way?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's been great.
Great? News reports say 300,000 health plans canceled.
Florida Blue, the state's largest health insurer, originally intended to migrate those 300,000 plans to more compliant ones after the initial implementation of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. But after a public backlash stemming from the president's promise, if you like your plan, you can keep it, the administration halted that part of the new law's execution. Instead, Florida Blue says only a few hundred plans were actually dropped in favor of better coverage through the federal insurance marketplace. Still, Scott is standing by his campaign's new ads, even after reporters like Miami Herald's Mark Caputo questioned the governor on the accuracy of his claims in person. So are there any avenues, other than media scrutiny, for campaigns and voters to hold politicians accountable for disseminating falsehoods? Florida Southern College political scientist Bruce Anderson says, in short, not really.
If, on the other hand, you have a campaign ad that lies about something, even in some cases with malice and with forethought and so on, and knowing it not to be true, then it often hides under a number of different rulings, starting with satire and ending with public figures.
Anderson says even though there exists a strong legal framework against falsely advertising products, people are a different story. The First Amendment provides broad protections for free speech, including in satire, protests, and even campaign advertisements. However, some states like Ohio and 16 others are trying to tamp down on campaign lying by imposing penalties for patently false advertising. But as Anderson describes, it didn't take long for the Buckeye State's new law to be challenged.
The issue in the Ohio case is one that concerns a campaign ad, a billboard, actually, I believe it was, that never actually ran, but was nonetheless contemplated by a campaign and developed by a campaign, which they knew was in fact false. So the Supreme Court has agreed to take this up and to look at it under, I would imagine, granting cert under the free speech laws.
The Ohio controversy began in 2010 when an anti-abortion group, Susan B. Anthony List, tried to put up a billboard ad saying former Congressman Steve Dryhouse's support of health care reform was tantamount to supporting taxpayer-funded abortions, a clearly false claim. Dryhouse lost his re-election bid and sued the advocacy group under Ohio's false political advertising law. The Supreme Court will now decide whether Ohio's law is constitutional or an affront to free speech.
I'm Charlie Crist. Today I would like to take a minute to thank unsung heroes.
Meanwhile, in Florida, Rick Scott isn't the only politician facing scrutiny over his campaign ads. His presumptive opponent in the general election, former Governor Charlie Crist, is being forced to field some similar questions. Although the actual claims in official Crist campaign ads haven't yet been questioned, the timing of some of his employer's advertisements has. The Republican Party of Florida filed a complaint with elections officials claiming that some of the law firm Morgan & Morgan's billboards and TV spots featuring Crist were equivalent to in-kind contributions and should have been disclosed. RPOF officials claim the ads misleadingly paint the Republican-turned-Democrat as a man of the people. But both the TV station, WCTV in Tallahassee, and the billboard company took responsibility, saying they had been told to take down both advertisements by the law firm and didn't. Still, political scientist Bruce Anderson says, in a way, all advertisements are meant to be a little misleading.
Campaign ads, and for that matter, advertising in general, is by its very nature somewhat misleading. in the sense that you are trying to put one product over another, or you're advertising or touting the qualities of one product, often in comparison or competition to another product. And campaign ads are no different than ads for soap in that regard.
In the end, Anderson says even if the country had a unified code against lying in campaign ads, that wouldn't necessarily stop people from bending the truth. He also says that fighting campaign falsehoods, whether legally or in the form of competing commercials, only serves to distract opponents, who can still lose their campaign anyway. But Anderson cautions that doesn't mean a politician's white lie can't backfire. Ultimately, parsing the truth from distortions is the job of the voter, and Anderson says he's confident in their ability. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank.